1251 at WTOP. What a better way to get into the Winter Olympics than with food and libation. Whether you're looking to feel patriotic or go full-on Russian with some straight vodka, there's plenty to do around the area. And joining us live, as she does every week at this time, Nikki Nellis of The List, areyouonit.com. Nikki, it's always fun to talk to you because it's about food. And
about the way you want to live your life, you know,
right.
Good food, good drink. And the Olympics is such an exciting
time.
Yeah,
you don't think of it as something that you would go out and celebrate with other people, but it's actually a great idea. I mean, obviously Super Bowl, there's all kinds of stuff going on, but I was surprised to see so many places partaking in the festivities.
Are you kidding? Whenever there's an opportunity to promote something, the restaurant industry in D.C. will certainly participate. So I'm just going to run through a bunch of things that are going on around the city that I just think sound like so much fun.
Great.
So if you want to toast Team USA, you can hand over to the super sexy, the Graham at Georgetown, their restaurant and lounge, which is a beautiful place. They're going to hand out complimentary gold medal shots or a glass of Prosecco for every USA gold medal won. So I would totally want to be there when that happens. Now, at Kimpton's Bar Rouge, which is such a little gem of a place to hang out, they are doing specials, Rouge, White, and Blue happy hour specials.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't that cute? Throughout the entire Olympics. So they'll have special drinks, they'll have special bites, and if Team USA wins gold medals on the day that you're there, all food on the regular Bar Rouge menu will be 10% off. So you actually get a deal. So you're a winner, too. Let's look at it that way. Now, Marivano, which is one of a very few Russian restaurants in the city, they have done a special menu with dishes from Sochi.
Interesting.
So you can really get an idea of the kind of cuisine there.
What is sort of native to Russia?
Well, caviar, of course, Bellinis, also fish, smoked fish, all very native to Russia. Apparently in Sochi, it's a very multicultural cuisine because it takes from all, you know, Russia is enormous. So it takes from all the different regions. So they'll be having specific soups and dishes and things of that nature that you can try. They actually are doing this one. I cannot pronounce it. I'll try. Khachapuri. It's a traditional Georgian cheese-filled bread, which sounds so yummy. So you can go over to Marivana and try that out. Now, the crew over at Passion Food Hospitality, we're talking Acadiana, Burger Tap and Shake, Seba, DC Coast, Passion Fish. They have special cocktails inspired by the Olympics going on at all of their restaurants. So if you happen to be in any one of them, definitely check up one of their Olympic cocktails. And I love this one. At MXDC, they are honoring the lone Olympic participant from Mexico. So they will give free tequila shots and Dos Equis beer if the sole Mexican Olympic competitor wins.
That's awesome.
And then lastly, let's end on something sweet. You can get into the Olympic spirit with Olympic-themed sugar decorations, which will be available at Sprinkles Cupcakery. Great sweet treats. And you can either get a gold, silver, or bronze medal on top. Not so bad.
It's always great to talk to you, and I always end up hungry. Nikki Nellis of The List, areyouonit.com. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.